So here in Anaheim at Take America Back Tour. So it, no, Reopen America.
Reawaken.
America. And I have two wonderful freedom fighters with me today. Please introduce yourself, ladies.
Sure. I'm Emily Peterson, one of the Iowa Mama Bears.
And I'm Kimberly Rakes.
Emily and Kimberly, nice to meet you. Nice to have you on the program. Now, prior to this recording, Emily, you and I were briefly discussing censorship on Twitter. And as people who listen to my program know, my Twitter handle was taken down, and so I started a new handle. And the new handle is Ian Trottier. It's kind of.
I think I followed you.
You followed me? Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway. So enough about me. We are coming together as constitutional Americans to fight for our rights. And lo and behold, we're fighting for our right to breathe fresh air without any type of device hampering that intake. Explain what you ladies have done from your home state and what your home state is.
Sure. Our home state is Iowa. We love Iowa. We love our freedom-loving governor. And what we did is we were able to get a law passed lifting masks off of all of the children in public schools and all of the public businesses in our state.
That's incredible. Okay, so I mean, I don't have to repeat that because, wait a second. Wait. Did I just seriously hear that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so I spent a lot of time in Montana recently, and Jennifer Carlson, I believe is her name, Carson or Carlson, she has done something similar but for vaccines. So she's pushed a law through Montana so that no business can require a vaccine for someone to be hired.
Is she here?
She was close to coming in. I invited her. She was close, but I'm going to introduce you to
her. Please do.
I would love to meet her.
Right. Absolutely.
She's a senator. She's a state senator.
That's our next fight.
Yes, that is. We are literally fighting
our next fight is
next weekend.
You may not mandate these vaccines as the NEA is trying to do onto our children come fall.
Yes.
That is what they are trying to put forth right now.
Say that again.
The NEA, the National Education Association, is going forward with a policy that's going to affect every single American public school system because they're directly tied to every single school board. And they are putting out that every child 5 and above must be vaccinated mandatorily before returning to learn in person come fall.
Okay. What are you ladies doing to stop that?
We actually have a freedom rally going on next weekend in Iowa at the Iowa State Capitol from 10 to noon. When all the Iowa State, like with the nurses, medical, any personnel that does not want this forced on them, we are inviting them to come join us in Iowa at the Iowa State Capitol from 10 to noon, and we're just gonna try to get the governor to pull an emergency legislation to stop this because they're coming after our healthcare workers, they're coming after our children, they're coming after our military, and we have got to stop this. And that's the one thing we can do is come together, start rallying, and show them that we're there and we're not going to stand for this any longer.
Okay, so let's backtrack and let's get back to kind of some of the roads you took to get this mask. How do you call it? It's an anti-mask, or how's it written?
It's banned. It's banned in the state of Iowa for public schools. Like, it's a law. So it's not an executive order from the governor. It's a law that went through Congress, and they cannot rescind it. Cannot be undone.
And how is it written? The man that's just walked in the room is a former retired lieutenant colonel with the U.S. Army.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
His name is Darren Gobb.
Thank you.
And Darren Gobb has put together an organization called Restore Liberty, restore-liberty.org. It's gaining quite a bit of traction right now. How is the law written? And Darren, I was just explaining to Emily and Kimberly, Jennifer Carlson. Jennifer Carlson, and I'll make that introduction to you so that you're connected to her. But what you have done on a grassroots level is that you have now gotten a law.
Yes.
I like to just hear this. You have now gotten a law passed. Sorry, I have a cherry seed in my mouth. You have gotten a law passed in Iowa that states that mandatory masks is banned. It's unlawful to mandate a mask
on a child in any public school.
Or business.
Or public business. So we're like normal. I mean, Iowa is very normal. Yeah, I can go in a doctor's office without a mask. I can go to the dentist's office without a mask. It's just kind of this unwritten thing that people understand. There is no pandemic. We're done. We're done with your fake emergency order. And we're done with your fake emergency order. We're done with your vaccine. Because if they can't prove it's an emergency, they can't push the vaccine. Exactly. The emergency order lifts, no vaccine. Or genetic, jab.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Okay, I love the passion that came out there. That was great. No.
You're rubbing off on me.
Good.
Yeah, she
good.
Is too.
And then we have a soldier next to us, okay? That's me fighting. So we're not trained militaristically, but hopefully we don't need to be.
Yes.
Okay.
And the bill is called HF 847. The bill is called HF 847. It not only bans, it makes nobody can force mask again, but it also makes K through 12 stand for the Pledge of Allegiance every day before they start.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, it was amazing.
You gotta be kidding me. Nope. You girls did this?
We did this.
This is insane. Okay, so Iowa is the new place to
live.
To what?
Live. To live. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you.
And leave your mask and burn it.
Leave your mask and your vaccines. What's the vaccination rate, by the way, in Iowa?
Let me just bring this up.
So a day ago, or maybe 2 days ago, I'm not sure when it was filmed, but Biden, before he's getting on a helicopter, says that the only pandemic left resides in those who are unvaccinated, and they are a threat to those that are vaccinated because they're killing those that are vaccinated. Okay,
seriously, wake the heck up and think about this. If you're vaccinated, shouldn't you be protected?
What are you scared of?
Exactly.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
If
okay.
the vaccine actually worked and didn't just kill people off.
Okay, that's a whole other thing, and that's where we get to Dr. Tenpenny, right?
So we got very passionate about
that's where we get to Dr. Tenpenny, and she'll be here this weekend.
Absolutely.
Look, the fact that we have a sitting politician in the Oval Office acting supposedly on the behalf of the best interests of the majority of the Americans in the Oval Office, he's calling himself the president. Fine. Was he elected illegally? I don't know. I have my doubts. But right now, he's the president. And he's saying now that he will form a task force to go door to door to seek out those that are unvaccinated. It might sound cliche, but what's another country in the history of the past 100 years, 70 years, that has done this?
Yep.
Say it.
Germany.
Say
China.
It. Whoa, you just said China. I wasn't expecting that. Because the Chinese, right, they're throwing Muslims. They have religious retraining encampments.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, ladies, you are heroes, and holy cow. Okay, so one of my questions is this. We get this law passed, or we get people like you in other states that form coalitions, grassroots, and they fight, and they get the law passed. How do we know that once the new governor's in there, and he's, let's say, a liberal, or she, moves in and abolishes that law? How do you protect that law from staying legal for future?
We stand up with many people.
Yeah.
We have our warriors behind us.
Okay.
And we just show up in numbers like we have before. And we just keep pushing that we're not going to elect them in, for one. We're not going to elect those suckers in there.
I don't think Iowa's going to elect a liberal governor.
Because that will never happen, because we're going to be calling people out by names. We're going to be showing up at their protest. We're going to protest, and we're going to just show up in front of the front door. I mean, they can show up in front of my front door and say, hey, are you vaccinated? I'm going to show up in their front door and say, hey, are you going to push this? Because if you are, we're not going to let you in.
What do you think the percentage of Iowans that are vaccinated, what do you think that percentage is of the population, the state population? By the way, have you been to Kelowna?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've been to it. Kelowna, have you heard of it? Kelowna is a small Mennonite community. I think it's Mennonite.
It is.
And they make, this is a plug for their chocolate milk. They make the best chocolate milk I've ever tasted.
Oh,
ever.
Wow.
Kelowna.
Check that out.
Yeah, Kelowna Natural or Supernatural or something like that. Really, really good chocolate milk. And I like the I like the cornfields in Iowa. Anyway, so so let's get back to okay. So how long is that law on the books? There's no time. It's until it gets overthrown.
Yeah.
Or sideswiped. And hey, right? And by that time, there'll be no pandemic, right?
Exactly. That's right.
Exactly. A plandemic. Oh, it'll just be another version of the global reset. So yes. Let's get back into this. What are some of the strings? What are the mechanics behind this hoax? I lived the Zika virus in Miami, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, I got to spray with DEET. I got to spray with OFF. And the local media is going nuts. Like, you know, you're going to, if you're pregnant and your child's, you know, because of Zika. But then on the flip side, the pesticide itself causes microcephaly in a developing child.
Yes.
So we're told that Zika, which the Rockefeller Foundation had found through their scientists in the 1940s, Zika causes microcephaly. But then we're also told that the pesticide that the CDC is spraying, that Rick Scott's approving, and the local mayor's approving, is also causing microcephaly. So it's like a yin and yang. We get into this Hegelian dialectic, which we opened up dialogue with before starting the recording of this Hegelian dialectic. Now, my basis for that is a former Stanford Hoover fellow named Anthony Sutton. And Anthony Sutton was talking about the corruption of the banking system that goes into the 1913 passing of the Federal Reserve System. And that's where I got back to saying, hey, outside of the military, we are totally all enslaved to this European banking system. Yep. We don't realize it. Americans think we're so free, and we have this liberty. And you know what? We're so strong and powerful, and we stand for freedom so much that we're going to censor the voice of the free world. We're going to take Donald Trump's voice because he doesn't represent all of us. We're going to slam him and deplatform him. Wait a second. You're taking down the voice of the free world because you don't agree with him? That is a violation of freedom of press. That is a violation of freedom of speech and a violation of our Constitution. You don't deplatform or censor anyone. So
that's why I'm suing the Ankeny School District for what they did to my daughter, because of that very thing. Because my daughter got staph infection 4 times because of these masks. We got medical exemption put in. When I did that, they segregated my daughter. So they not only segregated my daughter, but they also retaliated against me for speaking up and speaking out. That's why.
What did they do to you?
So when I went up against the school board after they...
Iowa City?
No, Ankeny, Iowa. So when I went up against the school board about my daughter because they were segregating my daughter, they retaliated against me by using my daughter. They took my daughter out of her classroom. Oh. She's 6 years old and in kindergarten. They took her out of her classroom and they segregated her. They put her in the principal's office for the day. They made her eat lunch in there. All the while, they're putting a plexiglass desk around her desk. They put her in the corner, put the plexiglass around her, took her out of the principal's office, took her back into the classroom, said, "You are to sit here. You cannot move from this spot. Nobody can come near you and you can't come out." She came home that day. She was crying, saying, "Mom, they put me behind this plexiglass thing, or behind this box is what she called it." And I knew immediately what they had done, because we turned in our medical exemption on December 7th, and we've been arguing with this school about what to do, so we all came to an agreement that she could wear a face shield to kind of help her get included with the class, because before they said we had to have 2-ply masks, and they said, well, she doesn't have a 2-ply mask, therefore she can't be involved with the other students, she has to be away, you should probably homeschool. So they were really trying to get me out of the school. And I'm like, you know what, that's not fair. Why does my child have to be shoved out of school because she medically cannot wear a mask, the very thing you said,
and she's not sick,
she's not
sneezing,
sick,
not coughing,
nope. But they said the very thing that was trying to save everybody else is actually harming my child. And I said, okay, so why does my child, who's healthy without a mask, can't go to school with kids that are wearing masks? And they said, well, Kim, we're sorry, but that's just the way the rules are. So they blew me off. So we went against...
Totally ironic.
Exactly. So we went against the school board. We went and talked to them. The very next day after I spoke to them, they took my daughter, put her in the office, made her eat lunch in there, put her back out. So Olivia came home crying. I called the principal. I'm like, what are you doing? I demand you to let me in there to see where you're putting my child. They're like, no, we can't let you in because of COVID. I was like, okay, if you won't let me in, I'm like, send me a picture then. At least send me a picture where her desk is in correlation of where the classroom is, like you did before. She's like, well, we're pretty hesitant to do that because the last one we gave you, you posted on social media, and we don't want that to happen.
Why? What are they hiding? What are they scared of?
Exactly. Exactly my point. It took me 2 days and a call from a senator to get into there and to see where they put my child. I took my child.
Senator's name?
Jay Chapman. So Jake Chapman helped me do that. And I took Olivia with me to school because when that happened, I pulled her out. I'm like, you know, I'm not sending my child back to somewhere where I don't know where she's sitting or how she's being treated. So until I go in there and see where you're what you're doing with my child, she will not be back. So it took me 2 days and a call from Jake Chapman to get in. So I got in. I took Olivia with me. They took everything down.
No
way. They put her chair
way.
Back where it was.
You gotta be
acting
kidding.
Like nothing was wrong. You know what they told me that why they did it? They said they did it because they thought Olivia, who is 6 years old in kindergarten, was protesting against the mask. And that's why they did it. And they had
they
no
covered
other
it up.
Choice. Yes. So that's when I said, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I filed a lawsuit and I slapped him with the lawsuit 2 weeks later. I'm like, here you go. I'm done.
And how's that lawsuit doing right now?
So far, we're in the discovery. So they got served. They had 20 days. The 20 days is almost up for them to respond. And then we go through the discovery. My attorney said it's probably going to be a long, drawn out thing because that's what they like to do.
What's your attorney's name?
Alan
Ostergren.
I
so if you're in Iowa and you're dealing with something like this, well, you're not in Iowa because you're not dealing with it because you've been successful in fighting this.
Exactly.
But if you're in another state, perhaps Alan can help counsel.
Exactly. He's also working with the frontline doctors and attorneys with them. And so he said that, Kim, he's like, be prepared for this to be long and drawn out. And he's like, because that's what the school likes to do. They like to try to drain you of the resources.
Sure.
Because they
can't
have
fight
endless.
Anymore.
They have endless, you know, and I'm working my butt off. I told my husband, I'm like, if I got to get 3 jobs to pay for this, I will, because I'm not done fighting and I'm not going to let them win by just them running me out. So that's why we started Freedom Over Fear with our company, because we wanted a nonprofit, because we know how expensive this can be. And if anybody wants to donate, they absolutely can. And it's not going to help just my lawsuit, but I want to help others file lawsuits. I want other states and other people to do the exact same thing.
Right.
Because I want them to hold everybody accountable for harming our children, because this has got to end.
And your website is Freedom of Fear?
Freedom Over Fear.
FreedomOverFear.com?
GetCCard.com. So I don't know if you can put it up.
Yeah, I'll put a link in the description.
Okay,
that's
right. Another way that they can give is if they have not been to, or even if they have, a Health and Freedom Conference. It is life-changing. It changed our lives. It gave us the platform in Tulsa to be able to speak and just reach people with the truth. So come, and when you come, we are giving you a 10% discount, or Clay is working with us, and then 20% is going to go and help fund Kimberly's lawsuit.
And okay. Our nonprofit.
And our nonprofit. Yeah, it is a nonprofit that we have.
Okay, so now how did the two of you know each other, and what's your story?
Sure. Real quick.
And I'm talking to Emily.
What you would do is use code Mama Bears. I forgot that part. So you got to remember Mama Bears, because they vet everyone. They'll call you back and tell them Mama Bears. So we met when I discovered on Facebook that people were going after her for posting the truth about vaccines. She has several vaccine-injured children. I have one.
You do?
I do.
You have vaccine-injured children.
Both of us do. I have 7 children.
You both do?
I have 7 children all together. 5 of my 7 children are either fully vaccinated or partially vaccinated. And when I was pregnant with baby number 6, I had this overwhelming feeling of not to do it again. And I didn't understand why. My husband's a medic, so he's like, what? They're fine, they're okay. Well, he said, you know, I started reading up on this because he pushed me to prove to him why they were harmful. So I just read the first thing I did was read the ingredients. And oh my goodness, like a polysorbate 80, which breaks the blood-brain barrier in your brain to let heavy metals in. MRC5, WI38 are both aborted fetus cells, is what those are. That's in vaccines. Formaldehyde's in vaccines. Mercury's in vaccines. All this stuff is in vaccines. So I'm sitting there like, holy moly, how did I inject this into my babies?
What's moly?
Holy moly.
I'm just trying to try to. Go ahead.
It's just a saying that I was saying, I guess. I'm trying not to swear.
That's the truth.
It's a family show. We're in Anaheim, Disneyland.
Yeah. We're so... and so I started my journey with that. So my husband was, like I said, he's a medic, so he's always on the medical side. Well, no, that's not happening. So then I started pulling all my kids' records from when they were babies up until now. I started pulling their records. And all my kids, all five of my first five kids, had their tonsils and adenoids taken out, tubes put in their ears, all before the age of two.
What?
A doctor will tell you that is common. It's common for kids to get ear infections. It's common for kids to get tubes. It's common for them to have breathing
issues. I didn't have tubes.
No. But it is now, because when me and I were younger, I'm 38. So I had maybe, there were 16 vaccines that are on the spectrum that you got from birth to 18. So there are 16 different times throughout that time. There's 72 now that they're pushing on our kids. And the autism rate is
skyrocketed.
Sudden infant death.
Do you have children with autism?
I do not, thankfully. I do not. But I do have children. My son, who got mumps at the age of two, which at the time I didn't know what it was. The doctor was like, oh, we think it's just a viral infection. But he had a softball-sized lump on the side of his neck. We spent 11 days... At the age of two. And the doctors were saying, oh, it's just viral. Well, that's what they were saying to me. But when I pulled his records and I went back through his records, it flat out said that he had mumps. And I'm like, how can he have mumps when he had the MMR vaccine? And if you look on Google, it's probably taken down now, but it says 1 in 12 kids who gets their MMR vaccine will get mumps. It will stop you from getting measles, but you will have a 1 in 12 chance of getting mumps. And that's exactly where my fight started. So I started posting about it. I've been a huge vaccine advocate for the last 4 years.
Freedom advocate.
Exactly, yes. So, I mean, if you want to get your kids vaccinated, by all means, go for it. But I would highly suggest you research what's in them first. Because you can always vaccinate, but you can never take back an injury. And my son has also not only had mumps, but my daughter also went into anaphylactic shock after her 4 month shots, and the doctor just thought, oh, she's just having a reaction because she got overstimulated. And so I was a young mom.
Overstimulated with what?
That's because they gave her so many shots. They gave her two shots leg and one in the arm, and he's like, we just overstimulated her, so she just passed out. No, she did not just pass out. But it took me years to figure this out. I mean, I started, my first daughter was when I was 19, so I was a young mom. And so then, like I said, I didn't know any better. I listened to my doctor until I started researching myself. And that's where it just blossomed. And that's when I started talking against them again. Anywhere. I take sticky notes everywhere. And I put them in doctor's office. I put them on elevators, wherever I go. I'm spreading the word. Because if all I can do is just give somebody the seed to let them figure it out for themselves, I've done my part. And that's where Emily came in.
And you found each other on Facebook.
Yep.
And Emily, when did you start questioning some of these health motives, healthcare?
It's kind of taking me back a ways and telling my age, but my son, he was injured with his 9 month shots, and that was about 16 years ago. Yeah, and it's been a long journey. I discovered, just like she did, what was in the shots, and I said, you know what, I cannot vaccinate one more child. And now I have three others. My son was injured. He stopped breathing. And the first 3 years of his life, my son was extremely sick. He was constantly on a nebulizer. He could not go outside during winter months without flaring up again. He had constant inflammation in his body. And then I stopped from there on out. And I just started praying, show me what to do. And now all of my children have religious exemptions. But I do homeschool the older three. So my public school child, my youngest, 9, she was the one who was mask injured.
Mask injured?
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
It's abuse.
Yes. Mask injured.
It's child abuse, what they're doing to these children. One, it's a medical procedure, right? And they did not prove that this medical procedure was safe for our children. They didn't prove at all.
Right.
Through testing or anything.
Right.
No. So now we've got bacterial infections going on. We've got staph infections going on. Children
because
with
of wearing a mask, you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Children with sensory issues like my daughter had. She felt suffocated all the time. She could not focus. Her learning plummeted. I guarantee you that those special ed students are the ones that are hurting the worst.
Okay, so hold on a second. I got bombarded with a lot of info. My brain was scattered a little bit. Was it your child that was in this kind of plexiglass? That was your child.
Mine had plexiglass put up as well. Both of us. Yeah.
Both of your children went to public schools and had were placed in plexiglass boxes because they weren't wearing a mask.
Yes, yes, correct. And it only happened after we spoke up against yep. them the very first time when we went to the school board and started telling the school that you're harming our child because you are forcing them to wear a mask.
They wanted them to be an example. They wanted to silence us and to make them an example, and they used our children to do it.
Who's they?
The school.
The Iowa School Board.
The Ankeny School System.
Yep.
Okay, so you connected on Facebook, you found the mutual understanding, you found the cohesion in the same fight.
Yes.
Yep. Now we're best friends.
Now you're best friends. Yeah. Now you've changed your state. You've brought freedom to your state on some levels.
Yes.
How did you do that?
Well,
okay, now.
By the grace of God.
Okay, I know you've got a senator involved, wasn't it, Jake?
Yes. Five legislators involved.
Yes.
Who we became friends with, we made relationships with, they listened to us and had compassion. So I know if you are out there and you're thinking, I don't have any freedom fighters, you do. You need to show them that they have, that you have their backs. It can't come from them. It has to come from the people. So these gentlemen explained to us, look, we can do this, but we have to have the backing of the people. We want to stand for freedom. We want to stand for what's right, but we have to have the backing of the people, and that's exactly what they did. Once we were able to show 200 of us gathered at the Capitol, like, we're writing up legislation.
Now, you're talking...
We wrote it up that day.
What date?
May 19th.
Okay, not something in January.
No.
That infamous date, right?
No. Okay. That was just us protesting before the board over and over and over again. And all
Talking about Iowa Capitol.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. We got to the Iowa Capitol. We sure did. On May, it was a Tuesday. So that would have been May 18th. We got to the Capitol. They wrote up the legislation on May 19th. And at 12:30 a.m., the governor signed it into law. We were right there in her office. They let us in. Security let us in.
Wow.
Through the legislature.
Midnight.
Yeah. Yep. She said, I've never signed a bill at this hour.
Yeah.
And I've never been so excited to sign a bill.
What's her name?
She said, Governor Kim Reynolds. She gave us a high five. She said, you did this. Your efforts did this. And I quote, so that means if you are a mama out there and you have a friend or a small group and you're willing to fight, you can get this done. Your efforts can do something like this. We're nobody. We're two ordinary people who were chosen, I guess, by God because we were willing, and he did extraordinary things.
That's some of the state senators that we were with that night.
So I'm seeing pictures of the Capitol building and this legislation that was pushed through from Iowa. So let's kind of take it from there and say, and I want to get, and you can send those to me. I'll give you my
absolutely.
Information. You can send it to me, and I'll attach that to the episode. And this is streaming live as well. So, what is happening in your country? You are like a massive beacon of hope, not only for Americans, through my eyes, not only for Americans, but struggling Canadians,
yes.
struggling Australians,
yes.
People all over the globe, because this is a global issue.
Yes.
But we need to definitely tackle Americans and say, hey, if you're in California and you're having an issue with the LA County mandate that starts tonight at 11:59, here's two examples of freedom fighting women that have been successful.
And we're just two stay-at-home moms.
Yeah, you're just two stay-at-home moms.
Yes.
Right. And the founding fathers were just, right? So whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. But we have a banking cabal, organized banking scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme that has manipulated our government. This is how I view. I want to get it out of your perspective. What is happening, 2021? What is happening in your country? Okay, you've taken the reins. You've made change in your state. You're a force to be reckoned with now in Iowa. Let's broaden it a little bit. let's say, okay, you got Iowa, you got your state in the bag for the moment. It's kind of operating the way it should be.
We need to fight the vaccines, though. I mean, we're
okay.
We're
that's
not done.
The next
Our
fight.
Our fight's just begun, really.
Let's pull out and say, okay, we have a republic of a federation of states that each state is basically sovereign.
Yes.
In and unto itself, yet the big Uncle Sam, right? That this federal government keeps kind of going into debt to. Yeah. That's the way I see it.
Yep.
What's happening in your government today? What's happening in your country? What's happening in this republic that
right.
is yours?
Yeah, I believe what's happened is they've infiltrated. So
who's they?
Has infiltrated through CCP members going in, the Chinese infiltrating our colleges and universities. There are literally probably thousands of school board members. They're masquerading as school board members. They're actually liberal activists, not only liberal activists, but they're BLM activists. They are pushing out propaganda and sexualizing our toddlers even.
Funded by George Soros?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Act Blue is funding our school board's campaigns. For re-election, I filed an ethics complaint, so that's another battle anyways that I'm involved in. But that's what's happening. They've infiltrated, and we need to expose them. Let's shine the light on the darkness, yes. right?
That's right, like cockroaches.
Out. Let's yes. flush them out. Call them out by name. Yep.
Record
and also, we're being weak. These Republicans that are so-called Republicans and conservative, if you're not standing for the freedoms of the people, we need to vote them out. Way too many rhinos. Way too many. And they're sold out to special interest groups. And we need freedom-loving people, normal leaders, who are willing to stand up and have backbone to get into office. That's what we need to do.
How do you feel about the Federal Reserve System?
It's corrupt, and it started way back in the early 1900s. And I've researched it. We need to, yeah, that needs to go.
Why is it corrupt? Why is it corrupt?
I mean, it's corrupt because it runs everything, and it's based on the 13 bloodline families and everything. So, I mean,
does it represent the Constitution?
No, it does not represent the Constitution.
Does
at all.
It violate the Constitution?
Yes, it does violate the Constitution.
In what way?
I mean, it's we the people. I mean, we're supposed to be sovereign. We're not supposed to have this entity of corruption funneling all of this money into, who knows where. Like,
okay,
it looks like a monopoly is what
yeah.
it is.
It looks like a monopoly.
Exactly.
Tom Hartman, who's been a guest on my show 3 times, that's his latest book.
Nice.
Is on yeah. monopolies. Because
yeah.
that's exactly what the Federal Reserve is.
Yeah.
Is a monopoly.
It sure is.
And the question really that all Americans should be asking is, who are the shareholders of the Federal Reserve? Because that information's not revealed to us, is it?
No, it's not.
It's a private banking organization that funds a public government.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Right. So right? So this is what's happening from my view, and this is your show, but from my view is that the government is being manipulated by these hidden financial strings, and that's not being presented to the people. Let me just mention something to you. I was in Washington, D.C. in December, and I sat down in the hotel lobby with a senator from Texas named Pete Sessions. And I asked him the same question. I asked Pete the same question. I says, Pete, I says, regardless of Democrat or Republican, whoever sits in the Oval Office continues to spiral our federal debt further and out of control, whether it's Bush or it's Obama or it's even Trump or it's Biden. So my question to him was, does that concern you? And he said, oh, yeah, there's a lot of us up on the Hill that are really concerned about that. Then I asked him another question. Okay, so at that point, I'm saying, all right, Pete, thanks for your concern. I'm glad. We're eye to eye because I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Then I says, Pete, do you realize that the Federal Reserve is a private banking organization? How do you align private with a republic?
Right.
Republic. Plato's Republic. That's really kind of the philosophical approach to writing a republic in the Constitution representing the people. Republic representing the public is how I interpret that. How do you have a private organization controlling a public organization? He didn't know, per his response to me, that the Federal Reserve was a private organization.
Wow.
So he asked me to send him information, and I sent him information from Anthony Sutton, who had been a researcher at Stanford. But here's the thing, is that regardless of Democrat or Republican, there are a high number and level of politicians in our states, in our local cities, in our counties, on the federal level, that simply don't know what you and I, and now you, have been researching now for a number of years. For instance, Darren, that's sitting next to us here, gave more than half of his life to serving the country and protecting our freedoms. But he became attuned to corruption in the military and saying, wait a second, that's not really, not to speak your words, but that's not really aligning with the values that America stands for. And so that's what's got him speaking out. But I think as more and more of us start to speak out, like the two of you know, and they realize how empowering they can be, even though they may be like yourselves, a stay-at-home mom with vaccine-injured children, they realize how empowering they can be to other people. And that we are being attacked by a stealth enemy that is actively installing and trying to install socialist, definitely implementing socialistic laws, but ultimately the agenda is communism, I believe.
So let's get some going after our children to do that.
So let's get some closing comments and closing thoughts from you, ladies. Let's start with Emily. What do you want the listener to hear? What do you want them to walk away with? What are some closing comments?
I want them to hear that if you're listening to Ian's, you know, media source, you obviously are awakened, right? And when you're awakened, make no mistake that I really believe that it's God giving people ears to hear and eyes to see. So if you're blessed enough right now to understand the corruption that's going on and the harm and the abuse that our children are suffering and how they are being targeted by the deep state, by the enemy, by the media, you know, going after children and absolutely brainwashing them, then understand this. The reason you understand is because you are called to action. You are called for such a time as this. And we are being held accountable to God for rising up peacefully, raising our voices, standing for what's right and what is righteous, and doing the right thing. I can't live with myself if I'm silent. I just don't live anymore. Like, I would die inside. I have to do something about this. And this is what we should live for, is doing what is right, not self-absorption in our media, you know, at home, entertaining ourselves. No, we are in a battle. And if you're not in the battle, then you're going to lose. You know, you're going to be a casualty because you're going to fall into the deception right now. And it is rampant like I've never seen it before. So my message to you is, just like Kimberly said, get up, get out, get loud. And understand that ordinary people are doing extraordinary things, that God may receive all the glory.
Absolutely.
You're on.
And I just want to say, you know, I just want to encourage people, you know, because you don't have to have a big name behind who you are. You can be just like Emily and I, two stay-at-home moms wanting to go out there and help our children, because it's our children's future that we are fighting for right now. And if we don't get up and get out and get loud, they are the ones who are going to suffer for years to come. And I can't stand back and let my children not have their freedoms like I've had. And like I said to Emily, I'm like, we're in it together. We want to help others as well and let them know that they're not alone. The media and everybody else wants us social distancing. They want us to be apart because they don't want us to come together. And we want to make sure that we bring you together, and we want to be a part of you. We want to help you guys. We want to be able to encourage others to get up, get out, and get loud.
That's why we have 10 states, 10 plus states now, implementing our blueprint and trying to get this done in their state.
What are those states, Emily?
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Okay,
what are they?
I'll do a few by memory. So Kentucky, Ohio, I believe there's one in Florida, I believe New York, there is Kansas City, come on, Kim.
Hold on.
Help me out here.
Ohio's in there. Washington, Illinois, Mississippi,
Illinois,
Michigan, New York. So what we've done is we've gone to
New York.
New York. So then Maryland's a new one. So what we've done is on our Freedom Over Fear 2 group, We have asked people to start their own Freedom Over Fears. So then you call it Freedom Over Fear and the name of your state. So Freedom Over Fear 2 is technically Iowa. We don't list it as Iowa, but that's what we are because we're based in the heartland. We're Iowa. So then we got these other states are the ones that are saying that, you know, we have Freedom Over Fear Maryland. We have Freedom Over Fear Ohio, New York, Michigan, Illinois, Washington. And if you go to our Freedom Over Fear, it's
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's in there, yes. Texas.
So if you don't see theirs.
Yep. So if you don't see your state, so if you don't, if you go to our Freedom Over Fear page, go to Freedom Over Fear 2, under the announcements, it will say what state. It says, okay, post for the links to states only. So then you go to your state and then you can connect to people in your state, just like we did in Iowa. Get connected, get organized, start protesting, and get out there, get up, get out, get loud.
And that is on Freedom Over Fear 2 on Facebook. So Facebook is the platform until we develop.
And please join us, but at least answer at least one question, because that's how we're weeding out the trolls. If you don't answer the question or get invited, you won't be in. So you have to at least answer one question or be invited by an already existing member.
What is that question?
No, it's
it depends. It fluctuates.
It's the questions that we have on there.
Yeah, we have three questions. One is, do you understand that these masks are causing harm, basically?
Yep.
And I believe another one is, do you believe that we have freedom of choice in this matter? And the third one is, how did you hear about our group?
And all you have to do is just answer one, and you can get it.
Okay, with Freedom Over Fear, ladies, thank you for joining Discussion of Truth.
Thank
and
you.
Until next
thank
time.
You,
thank you so much.